Nothing wavered. I had enough money for a single and I needed Friday on my mind. I was dutifully driven into the centre of town and into Jessop's, the furniture shop that doubled as Launceston's only purveyors of vinyl. A tantalising display resided in the left-hand corner at the back of the building, behind the fridges, clothes dryers and other white goods. A quick transaction and Friday on my mind was inside a brown paper bag, sellotape closed and on the way to 19 Walden Street with its new owner. Something important was about to happen in my life, a crucial and an early experience of the cultural divide between generations, one that I wasn't really cognizant of. We now reflect on the adage that rock and roll is meant to separate parents from their kids. We're always told that your mum and dad are meant to hate it, and it's a marker of your real station that there's a generation gap, that there's us and there's them. This dictum hadn't previously been tested in my home. It would be time and time again in future years, but this was the first occasion I'd waved a red flag at the generational bull. Rock and roll was comparatively new and hadn't been a subject for discussion at Walden Street until now. And I had no idea of what was ahead. I wanted everyone to love what I did. I still do. It's an attitude that shaped everything I've done in my writing and radio life. The message is simple. I love this. I think you might too. And this is why. Let's have this experience together. Let's celebrate this song, record or artist. We arrived home and I insisted that there be a family gathering to hear this, my very first record that I loved so much and assumed the entire world would love as much as I did. My brother Martin was only 7 and what he thought wasn't a huge issue. It was my parents whose approval I was desperate for. I corralled my mother and father into the living room and positioned them on the couch for maximum exposure to my record. I was beyond excited. It was inconceivable that they'd fail to embrace these sounds that had so galvanised me. After turning the knob to an acceptably loud volume, I'd made sure there was no television sounds from the next room and that the radio Mum listened to in the kitchen was turned off. Did I go so far as to lift the phone handle off the receiver? Almost certainly. I put my pocket money on this moment. Nothing was left to chance. I needed 2 minutes and 43 seconds of undivided attention. Then I lowered the tone arm on the record player. This was my version of Houston, We Have Ignition. It was arguably the most important moment of my adolescence, the moment I made a definitive statement about who I was and what I loved. It didn't go well. It would be the equivalent of an explosion almost immediately after takeoff. We were less than 30 seconds in before the look on my father's face made it obvious that no, we were not as one on this. The words racket and rubbish were uttered. My mother remained silent as my normally rather subdued father left no doubt that he couldn't stand this abomination. This was not music. This was noise. This was a waste of money. What did I think I was doing? I wasn't angry. There was no sense of confrontation. No, 11-year-old me was devastated. I burst into tears and ran out of the house. At this stage, there was no back fence, just a vacant block of land. I was halfway across it before my father caught up with me, grabbed me and dragged me back home. Such was my youthful trauma that I seem to have erased what happened next from my memory banks. But I'm sure there was an overriding sense of acute disappointment, coupled with a bewilderment that others, the people closest to me on the planet, weren't embracing something I loved so much. How could someone be so affected by a song, and we're not talking death metal here, we're talking a catchy piece of pop music, that everybody else didn't feel the same way about it? I'd later realise it was a moment that shaped much of what I've done in my chosen career. Sure, there were moments of arrogance in my 20s when I wrote some pretty caustic reviews and commentary. However, even then, it was really me saying variants on, there is so much great music out there and you've been force-fed a diet by the major record labels, or you need to hear this and you need to hear it now. At age 11, I wanted to share my love of songs with others. Nothing's changed. And whenever a child or younger person in my life expresses delight and excitement about a song or artist that maybe I'm not overly taken with, I'm mindful of never, ever, even coming close to suggesting that they're listening to something inferior or uncool. They're listening to music that matters to them, and I'm good with that.